It's not going to be easy to please everyone, Kate. What are the most important things, do you think?
Actually, I've made a list of things we'll need. Shall I go through it with you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Right. Well, we're looking for a hotel that's good value for money. It's a priority for us because we've got to keep costs down. The conference centre must have a really big room for, say, 100 people, because there will be some presentations that everyone must attend. And we'll need at least 4 meeting rooms. We're going to have quite a few workshops and training sessions, as we usually do.
Yes, and the meeting rooms will need to be quite big, Kate, with enough room for, say, 25 participants, even more if it's a popular session.
Yeah, good point. We have to think carefully about the location for the conference. If possible, it shouldn't be too far away from an airport. Most people will be arriving by air. We don't want them to have problems finding the hotel, like they did last year. A shuttle service from the airport to the hotel would be a plus, don't you think?
Yeah, but not all hotels offer that facility.
True. One other thing, it's important that the centre has good leisure facilities. We want staff to enjoy themselves as well as take part in work sessions. Don't forget, they're free on Friday and they could also have some free time early on Monday as well.
Right. We certainly don't want them to go away complaining they didn't enjoy themselves or have enough time to buy presents for friends and relatives.
Yeah. There'll be a gala dinner on the Sunday evening. They should enjoy that. It'll be an opportunity for everyone to relax, do some networking, and meet colleagues from all over the world.